Hi guys, you're watching a replay of Facebook Live, and today we are talking about 5 most expensive mistakes a person can do when importing personal stuff in New Zealand. My name is Alex, and sitting next to me is Max. We are working for a company called Easy Freight, and we have been doing this for the last 8 years.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask them in the comments below. We will answer every single one. If you enjoy the content, please share it with your friends, and thank you for watching us.
So what are we going to talk about, Alex?
So people come to us every day and asking us all the same questions all the time, and we've decided to save them some money, and sometimes this money can be in thousands. And the first most common expensive mistake you can do is arrive to a country before the goods. Max, you want to add to it?
Yes, all these 5 mistakes, they apply whether you import a full container, air freight, or even 100 kilos by sea freight. And it's very important to make sure that you prepare all your documents before you arrive to New Zealand, and make sure your flight and you personally do not arrive before your shipment arrives to New Zealand. And what's the reason?
Yeah, let me explain what happens. When your goods arrive to New Zealand before you, customs will see it as strange things happening. You supposed to be moving to New Zealand, and your goods must accompany you or must arrive after you. In this case, customs will say, hang on, we do not want the goods to be just entered free of charge. We want to see some GST payment for it. So potentially you either facing a situation of keeping your goods in storage uncleared until you arrive to New Zealand, or paying a GST on these goods, and which you don't also want to do, because it can be in hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars. So please guys, if you are coming to New Zealand and you want to import your goods in the country, do delay the goods until you are here.
So how many days before the arrival?
You can arrive at the same day, that's fine, absolutely fine. You can arrive 1 day before, that's also fine, because usually it will take a few days to customs clear the goods and stuff.
Is it only a few days or a few weeks, maybe?
It could be, if we're talking about air freight, it could be a few days. If we're talking about sea freight, some cases it takes up to 2 weeks. If your customs entry goes into some deep department in customs, and this department can be so busy that it can take 5-7 days, and trust me.
Especially if it arrives during holidays, right?
Yeah. And that would be our other expensive mistake you can do when importing the goods to New Zealand. Please guys, subscribe, feel free to make comments.
Ask any questions.
Questions, yes.
Relating to importing used household goods to New Zealand, and we'll be happy to answer it during the talk, or we'll answer it after our Facebook Live. And Alex is gonna write on the board the first point. So the first point is that you, as the owner of the goods, arrive after your shipment arrives to New Zealand. So to be safe, I would arrive maybe at least 2 weeks before your cargo arrives to New Zealand, because it takes time to complete the documents, and in many cases you're gonna have mistakes on some paperwork, or you will be missing some paperwork. So 2 weeks is normally enough. At least 2 weeks is enough for you personally to fix the documents, or you can hire a customs broker, any customs broker, to complete the paperwork for you. So what's the second mistake?
People, when moving to New Zealand, people not always know what kind of visa they need to be at on to import the goods free of GST. In most cases, only visas which makes you stay in New Zealand for longer period of times, which are like settlement visas like work visas or residence visas. These kind of type of visas allow you to import the goods free of GST. When you are on a visitor visa or a student visa, by law, you are not allowed to bring your goods GST free. You will have to pay GST, and before packing any goods, think twice what exactly you want to import into the country, because you will have to pay, chances are you will have to pay some money to customs for them.
So what kind of visa do you have to import your goods duty free?
It could be work visa, but it has to be issued for longer than 12 months. So it has to, it could be a residence visa, all types of residence visas. And that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm.
And if you just joined us, we are talking about five expensive mistakes that most people make when they import used household goods to New Zealand. And the second mistake we just spoke about, you don't have the proper visa to import duty-free your used personal effects. And the other thing is, if you want to import duty-free, you have to own the goods for at least, 12 months, is it? At least 12
yes.
months.
Yes.
So what's the third mistake?
The third mistake, let me have a look.
We've got some notes here, so we don't forget all of them.
Yeah, people come to us 1 or 2 days before the goods arrive to New Zealand. In 95% of the cases, it's way too late to start the customs clearance. What it means, if you come to any broker 1 or 2 days before arrival, it means that you will have, most probably will have to pay some storage charges. Because nowadays, clearance of goods might take, as we said before, from 5 days to 2 weeks. And especially with sea freight, as soon as you pick up the container from the wharf, you only have 7 days to return the container. And if it's not customs cleared, it can be delayed for days and days. So it means that you will have to pay some charges to a shipping line. Or even worse, if your container will have to stay at the port, then you'll have to also, on top of that, you'll have to pay demurrage charges, so-called demurrage charges, to the port for them.
Because you only have 3 storage days at the port for free, where you can keep your container while it is being customs cleared. And the shipping line also wants their container back, because they have to use this empty container for other clients. So with the shipping line, you've got 7 or 8 days of free container hire. After that, they'll charge you around $100 per day for usage of this container. And as Alex said, I would start customs clearance at least 2 weeks before it arrives. So that's our third expensive mistake, is that a lot of people start customs clearance too late. And the fourth mistake is that people import their goods and sometimes they don't realize how important it is to have proper documents, proper packing list, because New Zealand customs officers, they want to make sure there is nothing restricted or prohibited goes through the country. So they will go through every single line, and if they wish, they can even open every single box if they suspect something dodgy is happening. So
What's the fourth mistake?
Fourth mistake is the backend list is not detailed or specific enough for authorities to understand where the particular particular item is. And when an officer looks for something, you will pay for his time. Basically, the longer he looks, the more expensive it gets. And if an officer can identify a box number 75 easily, and it's clearly marked, the box 75 is clearly marked inside your goods, inside the container, he can easily find it. That's shorter time, less money you pay. So, which means spend some time, make your packing list detailed enough for everyone to understand where's what, mark the boxes, put the numbers on it, do your homework.
You think it sounds obvious and silly and not important, but you'll be surprised how much these all extra fees add up. For example, MPI officer, which is MPI by security in New Zealand, they charge for every hour $120 plus GST. Then you have to pay a warehouse guy another maybe $100 an hour. So you've got at least maybe $200 an hour, two people looking for the goods. So the easier you make it for people to find the goods, the cheaper it is. Another tip I would add is take photos. And the reason photos will help you, because if an officer cannot find the box number 74, but you know this box looks like a of a certain shape, or if it's a purple color, and you can prove it and you can show it on a photo, and you'll send it to the warehouse or a customs officer, it's going to be so much faster for them to locate this box if they know how it looks.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the mistake number five?
Let's just
sum it up.
Yeah. First one, the first most common mistake, the most expensive mistake is your arrival date to the country. So you ideally do not arrive to the country before your goods. Second mistake is know what are your visa requirements and be prepared to either pay some money for it or wait until you, for example, if you come on a student visa, maybe don't bring your goods before you get to a work visa. Third one is the timing of starting the customs clearance. So try to start customs clearance process in New Zealand as soon as is it possible, because chances are it might be delayed for 7 days, 14 days, God knows how many days, and you don't want to sit and wait until a container gets on storage and you have to pay huge charges for it. So do it well in advance before vessel arrives to New Zealand, before the aircraft arrives to New Zealand. Fourth mistake is packing list. Do your homework with the packing list, prepare your packing list specific enough for everyone to understand and to easily find the goods, which means also mark the boxes, put the numbers on them, know exactly what are the things and where are they in the container.
Yep. Before you go to the last but not least mistake, if you've just joined us, you are watching a talk about five the most expensive mistakes that people make when they import goods, used household effects, to New Zealand. My name is Alex, sitting next to me.
My name is Max.
This is Alex. And we are from a company called Easy Freight. It's a New Zealand-based customs brokerage company. If you have any questions, feel free to ask right now during the live talk in the comments, and we will answer it. And Alex will tell us the fifth and also important mistake.
The last and fifth important mistake is connected to packing of your goods. When the goods are cleared and are ready to be picked up by a trucking company, one thing can happen. The trucking company picks them up, delivers them. Some guys unpack the truck, and finally, and suddenly you see all the damages done to your goods. I don't know, broken plates,
smashed boxes,
kind of wet packaging. Lots of stuff can happen. To avoid that, try to pack your goods as weatherproof or as impact-proof as possible. So ideally use a packaging which will not be easily squashed, broken, especially when you put something really precious in it.
Use a lot of bubble wrap material.
Yeah, for the devices, for the TVs, or you know, around edges on your fridge. Chances are you will not recover this cost from anyone. So if your goods are broken and they are unpacked, broken, not a single party involved in the importation of your freight of your goods will accept the responsibility for it. So,
and because they will defend their situation and they will say it is insufficiently packaged, they will blame whoever packaged it at the origin for poor packaging. So you pretty much don't have any choice but accept it, unless you have some kind of evidence that they were negligent and they did it on purpose, which doesn't happen in New Zealand in many cases. So it's better to do it properly at the beginning and avoid all the hassle and all the stress.
Yeah, so hopefully these five most expensive mistakes you can get when you're importing the goods to New Zealand, when you're importing your personal goods to New Zealand, are of a value to our listeners and to our viewers. And we are very happy to answer any questions you might have after this live Facebook or even now. And just to sum it up, so I don't do it again. Max, do you want to briefly say all these five mistakes people can do?
The first mistake is that you, as the owner of the goods, arrive earlier than your shipment. The second mistake is that you don't have the proper visa. For example, you cannot clear your goods duty-free if you have student visa or visitor visa. The third mistake is that you start the customs clearance process too late. Do it at least 2 weeks before it arrives. The fourth mistake is that you don't have the proper packing list and don't have the photos of the goods. The last but not least is that you've got insufficient packaging, which means that there is a bigger chance that your goods will be damaged during the unloading process in New Zealand. So guys, thank you for watching us. It was a pleasure having you with us again. We'll be here soon, probably next week. And if you have any questions, feel free to type them in the comments below, and we'll see you again. Thank you.
See ya.